Okay, I guess we started. Nice to see everybody here. It's always good to ask a lot of those questions when we announced at the beginning, no talking with your mouth full. Related to the food being served there, I decided to talk about sacrifices a little bit. The end, meaning that the last two aliyahs, it's a long part of this week's parasha, Parshas Pinchas, talks about the various sacrifices that are brought on special occasions. What sacrifices we bring each day of Sukkot, going backwards, on Shavuos, on Pesach, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, on Rosh Chodesh. But the very beginning of the Shabbos, of the discussion, is what's called the Parshas HaTamid. That there are certain communal sacrifices that are brought every single day, twice a day, the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, once in the morning and another time in the, later in the afternoon. And these, as long as the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, every single day, sometimes at, it wasn't easy to do, they made sure to bring these karbanos twice a day. I'm sure we're familiar. If you take a look at the first source, it says, Shoma, am I supposed to be sharing here? Shoma, I think I totally messed up your thing here. I think that, I don't think people have the sources, but it all says they all know that Karen Fried is signed out of your Zoom.
You know, I don't know how to break it even. So. There we go.
What?
Yep. No. I'm not sure. Good.
Okay.
What is going to score like this?
Okay. So the looking at number one, sorry for the delay, technical glitch. Says Vayidaber Hashem Hashem Ot Savis Bnei Yisrael Vamata Lehem Es Karbanirach Miri Yishai Reach Mifrashi Tishmaru Ibu. We should all be very familiar with these psukim. Once a time that we say these psukim, this is the laning for Rosh Chodesh, of course. We start and we go until the part of Rosh Chodesh. And this is the description of the Parshas of the Korban HaTamid, that as long as there was a Beis HaMikdash, we would bring this Korban twice a day. It was paid for through communal funds, through the Machzis and the Shekel that was collected from everybody. And in fact, it was arguably the most important part of the Korbanos that were brought on a daily basis. Nowadays, for some time, when we have just started the 3 weeks, we are aware of the fact that we unfortunately do not have a Beis HaMikdash, we do not have a temple, we do not have an altar, we don't have a Mizbeach, and of course, if we don't have a temple and an altar, we don't have sacrifices, we don't have karbanos. Is there anything we can do about it other than to pray really hard to get back the Beis HaMikdash? So there are two relevant passages in the Talmud, two relevant Gemaras, number two and three on the sheet.
Excuse me, Rabbi.
The first one is Gemara Tainis. It says, Amar Avram, Ribono Shalom, Shem Yisrael Chotim Lefanecha, Ata Oselahem Kod Kedor HaMavu Kedor HaFlodah. When Avram was being chosen as the head of what will ultimately be the Jewish nation, he was concerned. He said, listen, I'm a pretty good guy, but you go down a few generations, who knows what's going to be? Ultimately, as the generations come and the generations go, there is a real concern that they're going to sin. And if they sin, God, I know what you did to the generation of the flood. Maybe you'll just wipe them all out. Amrelelav, God said, "Don't, nope, not going to happen. I'm with fun of Ribono Shalom, Hodi Enibam, Ayur Hashemah." Said, "Let me know. So how is that going to work?" So this is the brisbane abisarim. This is what God says to him. Take a few animals and bring them forward. So Avram says, I understand. As long as there is a Beis HaMikdash, I get it. There's going to be a Beis HaMikdash. We're going to have the sacrifices and everything will be good. However, b'zman she'ein Beis HaMikdash kayem mateh aleihem. As long as there's a Beis HaMikdash, as long as we are bringing karbanos as well, as long as we're bringing sacrifices, okay, then things will be good. However, what's going to be for the last two millennia? What's going to be when we don't have a temple? How is that going to work? Amrelo kvar takanti lehem seder karbanos. He says, I have sukkim. I have the words that describe what the sacrifices are supposed to be. And in the event that B'nai Yisrael will read that which is supposed to be done, I will give them credit as if they've actually brought the sacrifices. So in fact, we see from here that nowadays, unfortunately, we cannot bring the Korban HaTamid. So instead, as the says, Mishalmim Korban Svaseinu, the lack of cows is being replaced by our lips. And therefore, the Gemara in Tainus tells us, when you can't bring the Korbanos, God says, I'll count it if you say it. Similarly, the Gemara on the last Amud of Menachos says, Amar Rav Yitzchak, might exhibit Zos Toras Achatas, Zos Toras Ha'ashem, in Parshas Vayikra, in Parshas Tzav, when it refers to the various sacrifices, it says, Zos Toras Achatas, this is the Torah of the Korban Chatas. Zos Toras Ha'ashem, this is the Torah. What does it mean, this is the Torah? Ko Ha'osek V'Toras Chatas, Ki Ilu Hikriv Chatas. Ko Ha'osek V'Toras Ha'ashem, Ki Ilu Hikriv Ha'ashem. Anybody who goes and is involved in the learning the laws as related to a Korban Chatas, it's the same as if you brought one. If you learn the laws related to being a Korban Ashram, it's the equivalent of you brought it. So therefore, at the time that there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was an obligation, a very serious obligation, an obligation that they met every single day for centuries on end to make sure to bring the Korbanos, particularly the Korban Tamid, the communal sacrifices. Nowadays, when we don't have the opportunity, we are obligated to step up and instead say it. This is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, beginning with it's a little bit of an odd case because we begin with the Ramah before we talk about the Machaber. Usually the Machaber goes first. It says, the Omrim Parsha Satamid. It says, in the morning in Davening, you have to make sure to say this Parsha Satamid. And he quotes, that's the psukim that we have here in Pinchas. Said that, in fact, there are other kabbas that some people do say, but this is the most important. And if you don't have time to say it in shul, say it when you get home. Say it a second time. Some people shuckle, actually. Then the Machaber gets involved. Right? At the end of the Karbonos, we have look in the Siddur, it says, this you also add on Shabbos. But we don't add the the psukim for Shkodesh and Yantiv, Mishakom B'tor B'sub B'psukim Musaf, because they're going to say that over in the Musaf. There are Yishon Shemaskirim Gambim Musaf for Shkodesh. In fact, if you open up a Seder, it says that these are the Karbonos you say every day. This is after the Brachos, before Mizmer Shkir Chanukah Sabayis to David. And we add the relevant Karbonos for Shabbos, and we also add for Rosh Chodesh, but we don't add for Yom Kippur. So what do we see from here? The Shulchan Aruch says that there is an obligation on a daily basis to say the Parshas HaTavit, based on the Gemaras we had. The Mishnah Berurah spells it out, and the Mishnah Berurah says, HaTavit, number 5, V'hi b'mokom ha'kravos karban ha'tomit, sh'ken kibru chazal b'zman sh'ein beis ha'middash kayim ve'in yuchom l'akiv karbonos mish'osik behem u'parshti oseihen ma'alav ha'kosuk kilu hikrivan. Why is it? Because nowadays we can't bring karbonos. In order to make up for it, we are obligated to say it in davening. V'lo'kach, yesh omrim gam kin seder ma'aracha. And some people afterwards add other parts, right? Other parts of the service, right? The ma'aracha, where they would put out the wood, they say that as well. It also appears in the Seder. He comes up, Rumashim is Pashit, Aminib Yameinu, Omar, Chomim Abaye, have a Masadr. Similarly, the Gemara talks about that Abaye would give the entire list of everything that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, it appears in our Seder. Some people say that every day. Nearly Pasha Demishio Deya Sefer Mitzvah Lomo, the Gemara Perish HaMeimro HaZeu, the Chayin Masha Anu Omen Bacho Yomi Miyami Asiyas HaKataris, they should Yavin Masha Omen, was that Techoshevo Amir B'mokam HaKataris. And therefore he says that it's appropriate that we should understand what we're saying, because it's the equivalent of bringing the sacrifice. You should understand what you're saying so it could be the equivalent thereof. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah are very clear that there is an obligation every day to at least say the Parshas HaTamid, to the bare minimum, say over what we have in our Siddur, in our Parsha. And also, there are people who traditionally add other parts as well. Is this a real obligation? Is this like one of the mitzvahs? Or is it something, you know, a tradition? So the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch Harav in number 6 says, "Nagu kol Yisrael v'kavu chova al atzman." So the Sardis tradition now is an obligation. A chova requires pasha satomi b'chol yom kodem atfila. Shal yedei akriyazu mara hakadosh baruch hu alayim kiilu hikrivim korban tomi b'mo adam. So Moshe is born. Tov lomer gam pasha sakatoris acher pasha satomi. He says, in order to say the Parshas HaTamid, saying that this, what we have, this is Parshas, this is an absolute obligation for everybody to say every day. That's followed by the discussion of the Ketores, the incense that was brought. That wasn't actually brought by the individuals. It wasn't communal, but rather it was brought by the Kohanim, not from public funds. So therefore, he said, that is not obligatory. So he said, that's nice to say, but the carbon atomic, this is an obligation to tell. Similarly, Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes, Pashas atomic mavur prosim shahuchiyav. There is no doubt about it that you absolutely, positively have to say this every day. Now, I've heard a rumor that there might be some shuls out there who skip this, who go right from the brachos to l'olam yehyadam, or even l'fichach anachnu chayavim, which is an odd place to start. You don't start a conversation with "and therefore," and then go to Rabbi Yishmael, skipping over this, the most important part. So it is undoubtedly clear that this has to be added to the davening, that according to these opinions, it's a chiyav maybe d'oraisa. Just like there's an obligation when the Beis HaMikdash is around to bring your karban tamid, the implication of the Gemara is this is the best we can do right now, and this takes the place of the obligation. Anything else in Karbanos is not a true obligation. It might be important, but all the other parts of it are not an obligation. Just to give you an idea, if we look at the Zohar, He writes as follows: Mila the Gazer Kamaya Kamed Kucha Brichu. The whole Manda is stuck of a Kori before Yom Uvde the Ketores. It's no fact from God that anybody who every single day says over the Psukim relating to the Ketores, the incest, Yestazim Mikol Milin Bishin, will be saved from all bad things. Choshin the Choshin the Alma Mikol Pagombi Bishin. The Hara Bisha, Medina Bisha, most of the Yeshazko Koyamad Loyachu Sitchachra. So the person, if a person is in fact careful on a daily basis to say this, to say the Parshas of Ketores, then in fact all of these brachas come to you. It's very important. You'd be very blessed if you do it. It's something we would recommend. Can I tell you it's an obligation? No. Saying the Ketores is not an obligation. It's a very good idea, something that I would encourage, but to say it's an obligation, that I can't say. Parshas HaTamid, on the other hand, as we saw from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, we saw from Chaim Kanievsky, that is a true obligation that everybody has to say. One of the proofs is coming up shortly, actually. We know on Tisha B'Av, we treat ourselves as people that are sitting Shiva. And one of the rules on Tisha B'Av, besides the fact that you can't eat, and besides the fact that you can't drink, and you can't bathe, and you can't eat and can't have leather shoes, you also can't learn Torah. Just like somebody who's unfortunately mourning the loss of a close relative is not allowed to learn Torah, so too, somebody who on Tisha B'Av is not allowed to learn Torah, with the exception, of course, of Kamsa, Bar Kamsa, we do it every year, and the certain depressing parts of the Torah. Now, do we say Shema in the morning? Yeah. Isn't that part of the Torah? Right. I mean, like anything that's part of the Seder Hayom, anything that's part of the Tefillah, the normal prayer, that would be allowed. Therefore, when the Shulchan Aruch writes, Umitorikos Kos Seder Hayom, you daven whatever you usually daven. He says that these parts of the davening, which you say every day, even though technically they are Torah, you have a right to say it.
I think we're showing those computers.
Okay. I don't know if it's facing me. It's facing me. It's going to sit you down. All right. You guys stand right here.
Shouldn't be so hard.
So the Shulchan Aruch writes that on Tisha B'Av, a person is allowed to do karbonos. The Mishnah Berurah comments, "Umashas karbonos." The Mishnah says, "The Lo Gara calls them imasha karim b'Torah maftirim the benavi akolafi seder ayom." He said, this is all, of course, not part of the regular Seder Hayom, the regular davening that we say. He said, the other parts that we add in, some people will say that the Pita Makor Torah, whatever else, that's not necessary. He turns around and says, the only thing that you're allowed to say on Tisha B'Av from all the Karbanos is the Parshas HaTamid. Right? Because the Parshas HaTamid is the only thing that's a true obligation. Right? That which we have in this week's Parsha, that is an obligation. That's because part of it's like Shema, right? It's like Ashrei, right? Even on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to say it because it's a true obligation. Very interesting. There's a modern day sefer called the Oz Nibiru. And he has a very interesting tshuva. He's responding. He has ha'aris to the River of Ephraim. The River of Ephraim was Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt. Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt was definitely one of the top students of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. But besides being one of the top students of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, he lived especially the third grade Rebbe in Memphis, Tennessee. He wrote 8 volumes of tshuvas, River of Ephraim, among other scholars. So in it, he writes, very interesting, he writes that, what? He was, oddly enough, Rav Natan's nephew. So even though he correct. I mean, Rav Natan was older than him, but there was maybe a 10-year gap or so. Rav Natan, Baruch Hashem, is comfortably in his 90s at this point. So in it they write, he quotes that Greenblatt that Seder Tefil Shomer Levnei Bar Shomer Kama Karbanos, all the davening that's before the Bar Shomer, maybe B'Shem Hagron Rav, I think it's Avram Ozban Shrita, the Minhag Yeshiva Shemedalgun Esakol B'Shvil Sedra Yeshiva, they skip the entirety of everything before that because it's better that the boys should be learning. However, the people who aren't going to yeshiva, they can say the karbanos. So this is the reaction of the Oz Nidburu. He said, what, are you kidding me? This is a minug? A minug that in the yeshivas we don't do this mitzvah? Ela pasha yesh kan yosef maver v'sheinah. This is yeshiva boys oversleeping. This isn't the minhag. They sleep late, they come to minyan late, so they skip. That's not right. Don't say, tell me this is a minhag. This is a tradition. What does it take to say 8 psukim? He said, they'll get out of bed a little quicker. They'll still have the same amount of learning. Don't worry about it. So the idea being that somehow or another, this Parshas HaTamid, which is a real chiyuv, and it's really not long. Really just a matter of 8 psukim. Right? So somehow or another, it has become traditional among certain communities not to pay it much heed. He says that's a terrible thing. Now, this explains why we say the Karbanos. So again, most important we said is Parshas HaTamid from this week's Parsha. Beforehand, there are less common parts of the Torah that are said. The Seder Trumas HaDeshen is there, the Seder of the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, then after you have Ketores, right? These are all related to the service that was done on a daily basis in the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, Abaye have a mistah there. What about the Ezohu Mekoman and the Rebbe Yishmael, which oddly people tend to say? So the Shulchan Aruch explains that we say that for a totally different reason. It says, Kavu Lushanos Acher Pashas Tamers Pasha Ezohu Mekoman Ubraisa the Rebbe Yishmael. Kadeshi Yiske Kol Adam Lilmo Bechoya Mikra Mishnah Gemara. So that's an unrelated reason. He said, every day, everybody should learn. You should learn a little Chumash, you should learn a little Mishnah, and you should learn a little Gemara. So therefore, Parshas HaTamid is from the Chumash. And after that, you have Izu Makoman is a parak of Mishnayos, and the brace of Rabbi Yishmael is sort of from the time of the Gemara. So you put that together, that's why we say it. But in terms of obligation, it's more of an Eitzah Tova. If someone's going to be learning later in the day, the truth is you don't really have to say those. So the truth is, if you had to skip something, obviously that would be more preferable to skip than the Parshas HaTamid. An interesting question is asked, and that is, are women obligated in this mitzvah? So the discussion about women in Karbanos is actually sort of a backdoor discussion. And the reason is as follows. There is a question as to whether or not women make Birchas HaTorah. Right? Women are technically not obligated to learn Torah. And therefore, they're not obligated to learn Torah. You would imagine they don't have to make the blessing on learning Torah. However, the Shulchan Aruch says that no, women actually should make the blessing on the Torah. So the Maharil, who predates the Shulchan Aruch, writes as follows. Shuv Tama ala Noshim Shemavarchas Birchas HaTorah. Said, why do women make this bracha? And he says multiple reasons, and one is as follows. He said, well, there's a certain part of davening we call the Parshas HaTamid. And the Parshas HaTamid has to be said by everybody. When we used to bring the Karban HaTamid, when we used to bring the sacrifice, was it just for the men? It was for the entire Kal Yisrael, for men and women alike. And therefore, since it was for men and women alike, women should also partake in it. Women should also, just like men have to say it, so it's the equivalent of bringing the Karban, women are just as obligated. What? Women did not give the Machzis HaShekel, women and children, they also did not give the Machzis HaShekel, and neither did senior citizens. What? Right, you're telling me that somebody over the age of 60 isn't part of it? Right? Free riders, that's what they are. So, the Maharil says, of course the women have to say the Parshas HaTamid. If the women are going to say Parshas HaTamid, so that's learning they're doing every day. Since they're already, of course, they make the Berachas HaTorah.
1 second. You just said that the recitation of
Parshas
HaTamid is not learning, but it's
Tefillah. Right, it's Seder Hayom.
So if it's Seder Hayom and Tefillah, then you shouldn't have to make
the Berachas. So no, the reason is, the answer is not that way. The idea is the reason that you're not all to learn is because it's Simcha. Right, that's the concern, you'll be overly happy. Something I say every day, it might be learning, but I don't get excited about it. It's not intellectually stimulating. But it doesn't mean it's not Limud HaTorah. So therefore, so that's the argument. The Maharil says that since women, in fact, are obligated to say the Parshas HaTamid, that's why, he says, this is one of the reasons offered, why they have to, in fact, say Birchas HaTorah. So again, this wasn't the main reason of his discussion, but clearly indicated by this is that women have to say Karbanos as well. Now, Rav Yaakov Emden did not agree with that. Rav Yaakov Emden, the Merksia, says, because of Ode Nashim Revorchus Birchus Torah, V'od Kiim Revorchus Al Kriyavar Karbanos. So he quotes this answer and he says, Eini Motzei Tambazeh. Now, I don't buy that. Ki Ein Sheikhus Nashim Bekarbanos. What do the women have to do with the Karbanos? There's certain female karbanos out there. A woman gives birth, she brings a karban. However, if you tell me it's part of the davening, well, women don't really have to daven the same type of davening as men do. They just have to, they just put in requests when they need them. So therefore, he says, I don't think the women are chayav in it. However, at the end of the day, we do not follow the opinion of the Morik Tzia. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch says, Nashim Avarchus Birchas HaTorah. The Mishnah Berurah, the Ber Halacha, on that comments, why? Hamda HaChayavus Lomod Adinim Shalahem, V'od HaChayavus Lomod Parsha Karbanos, K'mo SheChayavus B'Tfilah. So he, in fact, goes back to the Ma'aril. The Mishnah Berura assumes the Ma'aril is correct, and therefore he is of the opinion that since women, in fact, are obligated in saying Karbanos, and that is one of the reasons why they are obligated in Berachas HaTorah. It's interesting, he goes on and he says some people will give a different reason. They say that women have a right to make Berachas HaTorah, right? Women aren't obligated to hear the shofar. But if they hear the shofar, according to Ashkenazim, they can make a bracha on it, right? So too, women might not be obligated to make a Berachas HaTorah, but maybe they're just allowed to make it. Now, according to this idea that they have to say Karbanos and that counts as Limud HaTorah, then they're obligated, according to the second approach, they only have an option. What's the difference between the two of them? Whether a woman could be motzi a man in Birchas HaTorah. If you tell me the women have to say the Parshas HaTamid, like everybody else has to say Parshas HaTamid, then in fact they are obligated. And as such, there you have it. So that is the discussion. So ultimately, we assume, I think my wife mentioned in the women's share this week, I understand. I heard such a rumor. Yes, is that true? My wife said when we first got married, she wouldn't say the Karbanos. And I said to her, why not? Why not? I hold the women's rights. Am. So there you have it. So in fact, the assumption is that not only men are obligated, but even women should say the Parshas HaTamid. I just gave two more halachas at the end related to this. One is Parshas HaTamid. Shachar Nochem Bizman Tfilas HaShachris. He said, so you should know that I, in fact, every day, here's what I say. In case anyone was curious, I say Lolem Yehayadam, and I say Parshas HaTamid, I say Parshas Ketores, just the Pesukim, not the part afterwards. Abaye Hava Masader, and then Ezu Makom, and I say as much as I have time for. If I'm running late, so I'll say some of the Karbanos at the end of davening, right? It's better if you know, the Karbanos will attempt. Till when can you say it? So the Buchacher says you can say it the entire time for Shacharis. Why? Because that was the time when the Karban Tamid was born. You could write, we daven Shacharis, Kenega, the time you could bring the Karban Tamid. So therefore, as long as I could be davening Shacharis, I could also bring the Karban Tamid. The Bir Halacha says not only should you preferably do it earlier, but you should also do a dafka in shul. Why dafka in shul? So the Shari Tshuva explains the reason is that because it used to be that where would we bring? We'd bring in the Beis HaMikdash. Nowadays we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but we have our Mikdash Ma'at, our shul, on a small level has the same status of a Beis HaMikdash, and since it has status, right, then because of that, we in fact preferably do it in the base in the shul. Yes. So it's interesting. We just do it once a day. Nusach Sfard is to do it before Mincha as well. And we just do for whatever reason the Minhag of Ashkenaz is you do it once a day. You mention the Karban Tamid and you're okay. But enough. Well, again, the as it says in Pesukim that you would bring the Korban Tamid twice a day, once the Tamid shall shachar in the morning and Tamid shall bein harbayim later in the day. So that's why. So this is why I would like to get up and make a picture that people should please say the Parshas HaTamid, and perhaps we should. I'd be willing to trade something for it. Right, I'll be willing to give a Rabbi Yishmael for it. Right, in the idea, because this is just halachically, this is far more important. Right, this is there are people that make an argument that this is actually a chiyuv d'oraisa to say these psukim because the Parshas HaTamid is the raisa, and this is connected to the Tamid. This is the best we can do. So therefore, the people make an argument that it's a d'oraisa. Maybe it's not d'oraisa. Maybe it's a d'rabbanan. Whatever it is, but it's a real chiyuv. Unlike most of psukim d'zimra, right? Sikha de Zimra, outside of the Baruch Shomer, Yishtabach, and Ashrei, it's a pretty strong argument that none of that is important as the Parshas HaTamid. Definitely anything else that we say in the morning probably isn't before Baruch Shomer is not that important. So therefore, I'd like to encourage people, it's not a lot to say, it's this week's Parsha,
we should try to do the Parsha Satamid.
Thank you. I'll be darned if I can figure out how to get out of this thing. Shlomo. Oh, and got it.